The acronym HALT, pretty neat. HALT, as you know, means to come to an abrupt stop. You probably heard the phrase, HALT, who goes there? Or maybe you've said, the car came to a screeching halt. Stop. HALT. The letters in the word HALT testify as to what you may need to stop doing. Take a look. The H is for hungry, the A is for angry, the L is for lonely, the T is for tired. HALT. H-A-L-T. And let me tie it together for you a little bit more. You never want to be too hungry, too angry, too lonely, too tired. Now, ain't that fresh? Now, before you go telling folk that Eric did this and Eric did that, well, I need you to halt. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Dr. Charles Stanley of In Touch Ministries has said this for years. That's where I got it from. Dr. Stanley says that when we are too any of these four things, our tendencies to dive into one or more of those things in negative ways skyrockets. And he's right, because right now, you're thinking about a time or times where you wish you'd had this acronym. And if you had it, you're thinking about times that you should have halted so as not to have partaken in being too halt. Too hungry, too angry, too lonely, too tired. Now let's take a quick look at what could possibly happen with each one. Too hungry, overeating, obesity, regret, health issues. Too angry, fighting, violence, hurtful words, self-abuse, regret, health issues. Too lonely, bad company, improper relationships, regret, health issues. Too tired, severe errors, lapses in judgment, highly costly mistakes, regret, health issues. And those are just a few of the bad things that can happen when you're too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired. Nothing good comes from being too halt. That's T-O-O, halt. And it's all the more reason that you should halt as you find yourself headed down any of those paths. And if you're saying, hey, I'm good with all these, okay, that's fine. But riddle me this, Batman. What is on your list of things that you need to halt from doing? See, I gotcha. The good news about halt is this. Now you know. For those of you who grew up in the 80s, you all just said, and knowing is half the battle, because I just said it too. But back to the point. And if you already knew, this is a reminder. It's also something for you to pass on to your kids, your spouse, your friends, your families, your coworkers, shoot, strangers on the street, because everybody needs to know. So before you find yourself in a hairy predicament that you could have avoided, take a minute. Breathe. That's B-R-E-A-T-H-E. And that means, it's like, I don't have an acronym for breathe. It just means literally breathe. But hey, maybe you've got an acronym for breathe or you'll come up with one. Seriously, before you get yourself all caught up in the game, breathe. Step back, be still, and halt.